Today, we'd like to see the title over I Am in John chapter 8, verses 41 to 59. To online words of people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 44, you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, because he is a liar and the father of it. What does the phrase of you are over your father, the devil, mean? Question 2. In verse 51, most assuredly I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. What does the phrase of if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death mean? Last question 3, in verse 58, Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. What does Jesus teach, which ways? In order to understand today's text, we'd like to see previous verses, John chapter 8, verses 36 up to 40. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be freed indeed, free from the bondage of sin. I know that you are Abraham's descendants. So you meaning the Jewish people. So the Jewish people making discussion with Jesus. You, the Jews, are Abraham's descendants in physical sense, biological sense, Abraham's descendant. But you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. You do not accept, listen to my word, which means you do not keep my word or surrender to my word. I speak, Jesus speak, what I have seen with my father. My father means God the Father. And you do what you have seen with your father. Here, your father meaning the physical sense, the Jewish forefathers. They answered, the Jewish people answered and said to Jesus, Abraham is our father. Jewish people thinking in physical thing only. So physical sense or natural sense or biological sense, Abraham is our father. So blood and flesh away, our father. Because the Jewish people descended from Abraham, Esau, and Jacob. Isaac and Jacob. Jesus said to them, the Jewish people, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. So, but Jewish people tried to kill Jesus. Jesus is the man who speaks the truth coming from God. So truth, which is not of a lie. So basically you are killing me and you do not listen my saying, which is the truth coming from God. That's why you did not do Abraham's doing. Then verse 41, you do the deeds of your father. Your father meaning forefather. Then they said, the Jews said to Jesus, we are not born of fornication. Here meaning born of fornication, Jesus was born during engagement between Joseph and Mary. So not yet the marriage, valid marriage between Joseph and Mary. That's why this is simply the Jewish people accuse Jesus is illegitimate child or bastard or a child out of wedlock. So in fact, Jesus was born by God the Father through Holy Spirit and conceiving Virgin Mary. So, but they accused in this way, you are a child out of wedlock between Joseph and Mary. We have one Father, God. So Jews think of physical things, not spiritual things. Spiritual things, invisible, intangible. So that is soul and spirit matter, not physical matter. Verse 42, Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me. For, or because I proceed forth and came from God. Simply, I came from God, so I proceed the saying, the truth coming from God. So therefore, you should love me, but you don't love me. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. God sent Jesus on the earth. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. Hardness of heart not to listen to his word is a prey or a food for Satan to destroy God's works. Satan is always intended to destroy God's work, God's ministry, through accusation or blaming or judging, complaining, and so on. Verse 44, you are of your father, the devil. You belong to your father, who is the devil. So why? And he desired of your father, you want to do. Your forefather, same way. Your forefather killed prophets coming from God. The desires of your father or the desires of the devil you wanted to do. The devil was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him when he speaks. Because the devil is a liar, so that's why devil has no truth at all. He speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for because he is a liar and the father of it, the father of lie. So, but here, simple question one, this is simple. You belong to your father, devil, because he is a murderer and he is a liar. Romans chapter 5, verse 12, therefore, just as through one man, sin entered the world, that is Adam, through Satan, obviously, and death through sin. And this death spread to all men. So all men dies because of all sins. 1 John chapter 3, verse 12. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. So here, Cain belonged to the wicked one. So therefore, murdered his brother, Abel. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brothers righteous. So verse 45, but because I tell the truth, you do not believe in me. Why? Because your father is the devil. Devil is a liar. Which of you convict me of a sin? Can you show sin in me? So, and if I tell the truth, why do you not believe in me? He who is of God, or he who belongs to God, hears God's word. God's word. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. So you do not belong to God, but to the devil, the liar. Here, Jesus explained very logically. So Jesus simply, I came from God the Father. So I am bringing word, coming from God, so which is the truth. But you do not, you know, hear over my saying, which is the truth, which meaning you are belong to liar. So liar who is the devil. So your father, the devil. So that explained in that way. Then the Jewish people answered and said to Jesus, do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? So they consider Jesus as a Samaritan. But in fact, Jesus is not a Samaritan. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Jesus, a descendant of Judah, so not is a Samaritan, but he grew up in the area above Samaria area, that is Nazareth's area. Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my father, and you dishonor me, and I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. That is God the Father. Basically, Jesus seeks, you know, God's Father glory, not his own glory. Most assuredly, or very, verily, important thing, very, verily, most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. Here, death meaning spiritual death. Spiritual death defined as the separation of a human consciousness of God from God. Physical death defined as the separation of a human soul and spirit from body. So even if you live on the earth, physical life, you are dead in spirit, because you have no consciousness of God. Then the Jews said to Jesus, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead. So Jesus continually just saying in a physical thing, not spiritual thing. Abraham is dead and the prophets are dead. And you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death, meaning, so whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, so keeps hear over his word and obey his word, he shall never die, but everlasting life, like John chapter 3, verse 16. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets are dead? So they question, to Jesus Christ, you are greater than Abraham and the prophets who are dead. So obviously, you know, Jesus is greater than, you know, any human being. Jesus is greater, but they do not believe in Jesus as the Son of God. That's why, you know, the problems are coming out. Who do you make yourself out to be? Whom do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, over whom you say that he is your God. So Jesus simply answered, God makes himself the Son of God. God makes himself the Son of God. Verse 55, yet, or however, you have not known him, but I know him. I know God. If I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. So you do not know God the Father, but I know God the Father. But I do know him, God the Father, and keep his word, God's word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. What does it mean? God told Abraham, a father of many nations, that through him, all nations would be blessed. Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Basically, a descendant of Abraham, indicating or implying Jesus Christ. So whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ shall be blessed. So that is a thing. Genesis chapter 15, verse 5 and 6. Then God brought to Abraham outside and said, look now toward the heaven and count these stars, if you are able to number them. And God said to Abraham, so shall your descendant be. And he believed in the Lord. Abraham believed in the Lord. And Abraham accounted it, God accounted it to Abraham for righteousness. Simply, God counted Abraham's faith for righteousness. Genesis chapter 17, verse 4. As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. So he saw it and was glad. He was able to see it upon his face. God counted his faith for righteousness. So Jesus, a descendant of Abraham, blessed all people through his death and resurrection for us. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, so they didn't see the Jesus Christ as the descendant of Abraham yet, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. So only in the Old Testament, dead believers, they had a faith over Messiah as the descendant of Abraham. Genesis chapter 14, verse 16 to 20, Abraham, so he brought back all the goods and also brought back his brother Lot and his goods as well as the women and the people. And the king Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shaveh, that is the king's valley, after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him. Basically, the alien kings kidnapped Lot and his goods and family members. Then is Abraham tried to escape Lot and Lot's family and his good against the alien kings. So the Abraham got victory. Then the king of Sodom welcomed Abraham. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, Salem meaning peace, brought out bread and wine. Bread and wine is a symbol of a communion service in the New Testament. You know, bread is Jesus' body, and wine, Jesus' bloodshed. He was the priest of God Most High. So that's why this Christ appeared in the Old Testament as the form of Melchizedek king. That's called, Christophany. Christophany meaning appearance of Christ in the Old Testament. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of God, Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. So Melchizedek giving blessing to Abraham, and he gave him, so Abraham gave Melchizedek a tithe of all. So Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20, where the forerunner had entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. So in the Old Testament, the priesthood only Levi, but Jesus was born of Judah, not Levi. So Judah, but Jesus following Melchizedek in order above Abraham, Abraham gave a tithe to Melchizedek. So here, verse meaning, your father rejoiced to see my day, which meaning Abraham, God gave, God told Abraham, you are the father of all nations. Through you, your descendant will bless all nations, which means, you know, Jesus Christ himself as a Messiah, Jesus' death and resurrection for us. So Jesus gave salvation route to all people. So Abraham thinking over for future, so his descendant will save all nations, that kind of thing. Abraham was rejoicing, you know, at that time, you know, that sense. Then your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad based upon faith. Verse 57, then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? So still the Jewish people considering in physical things only, not spiritual thing at all. So have you seen Abraham? Jesus looks older than actual age of about 30 years old because of a severe life. So Jesus' ministry was severe. Verse 58, Jesus said to them, most assuredly, again, very, very important thing, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. What Jesus is teaching, which way? Jesus teaches divinity. Number one way, Jesus existed before Abraham was. So Jesus existed before Abraham was born. Number two, God's name used to himself, I am, which meaning the eternal God. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, and God said to Moses, I am who I am. And God said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am, or God has sent me to you. So Moses asked God, so how can Israel people believe me sent by God? So then is God answered, you should say, I am, has sent Moses to Israel people. So I am, which means present tense, always present tense, meaning eternal, you know, God in God's name. Here showing equality with God. That's why Jewish people, they took up stones to throw at him because of blasphemy against God. They did not believe Jesus as the Son of God. Jesus made equality with God using I am. Also, he existed before Abraham was. Through the minister, that is Leviticus chapter 24, verse 16. And whoever blasphemes the name of the Lord, blasphemes were the evil word against God or a holy thing, the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death. That's a penalty. All the congregation shall certainly stone him. That's why here Jewish people try to stone to Jesus because they did not believe Jesus as the Son of God. Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple and going through the midst of them, going through the people of Jewish people, so passed by. Here, likely, miraculous, invisible, changed Jesus, passed them. So that is what we can see. So let's see each question answer. In verse 44, you are of your father, the devil, the desires of your father you wanted to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources because he is a liar and the father of it. What does the phrase of you are of your father, the devil, mean? Which meaning the Jewish people belong to your father, the devil, because the devil is a murderer and a liar. So, which means Jewish people try to kill Jesus, who is coming from God. Also, Jewish people did not hear of Jesus saying which is the truth. That's why you are belonging to the devil, your father. Question 2, in verse 51. Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. What does the phrase of if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death? Here, spiritual death. So you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, then you listen to His word and surrender your life to Him. You shall never die, but have everlasting life, dead in spiritual sin. Question 3, in verse 58, Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. What does Jesus teach? Which ways? Jesus teaches divinity. Number one, Jesus existed before Abraham was born. Number two way, Jesus himself using God's name, I am, equality with God. Let's just sing song all together, Blue Book, page 40, number 5.